All right, at this time, we'll call the Board of Works meeting for March 11th, 2014 to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel, absent. Weigle.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
And before us, we have the minutes from our previous meeting. Is anybody, did anyone of us have any questions of the, on the minutes?
I do not. I make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented for February 25th.
And I will second that. Any further discussion?
No.
Show by a sign of hands. And approved. Minutes approved for previous meeting. Next on the agenda is bid openings for Southside Sewer Improvement Project. Rosie?
Our first bid is from Niblock. Got this big thing, this little bitty envelope. Total bid price, $1,918,750. The second bid is from Ironclad. Total bid price, $979,979.50. And the last bid is from Atlas Excavating. Total bid price, $1,025,256.
All right. Okay, three bids, Niblock, Ironclad, and Atlas Excavating. We'll take these bids under advisement and see where we go with that after we have a chance to review them. Thank you. Next thing up on the agenda is the amendment number 2, GAI Southside Stormwater Improvement Project. The amendment. Jeff, do you have that or is who?
Yeah. Well, I already bless you. I already presented to the board. If you recall, we put that out for proposal, and we had, oh my goodness, I forget how many that responded. The committee went through them and shortlisted and came down to between GAI and Midwestern, and the recommendation was presented and approved by the Board of Works to go with GAI on a not to exceed $88,000. Proposal. And since they were already the design firm, it was all that we needed to do is to have this one-page amendment to that. So although you've approved it previously, this would be actually the recording of it, blessing it.
Let me see anything. I mean, if I need to.
No, I have no issue. We have upper questions answered and in committee recommendation.
So. Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the amendment number two for the Southside Stormwater Improvement Project.
I will second that. Do you want to identify the amount, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. For the $88,000, or not to exceed $88,000, I'm sorry.
Yep, I second that.
Okay. Got a motion for approval and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor, show a sign. And unanimous with those that are present. Next thing up on the agenda is Bruja request for drive-through. The mayor has asked us to put that to the next meeting, so we'd like to table that. And the next thing on the agenda has been taken care of as far as an appeal to disconnect service. That's already been taken care of. The next thing up is a street closing request for 303 basketball and a concert by our Main Street organization. Let's see, it's set for, get my eyeballs right, June 20th and 21st from 6 p.m. till 4 p.m. 6 p.m. from 6 p.m. Friday, June 20th till 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 21st. I don't see anybody's really got any concerns. I know we ran 303 basketball attorneys downtown previously, but this is, Jeff, do you want to add anything to that?
It's hosted by the Plum City Main Street Association in conjunction with Big G will be the title sponsor for the program. As you indicated, Dan, used to host the 303s and then went by the wayside, and we feel that now's the time to bring it back. We're pretty excited about the whole thing. And I know that through the Main Street Association, Leanne Manier has been working closely with both the police chief and the fire chief in making sure that everything's coordinated. And then I might add that evening, which is the weekend, this will be the weekend right before Old Settlers. We intend to have the stage set up on the south side of the courthouse for a young band called the Lemon Brothers. So we'll transition from this into that. Now, that won't require any additional street closures, but it'll be until the last game is played, but we're reasonably sure that it's not going to be beyond 4 p.m. And then the Main Street Association is contacting all the downtown businesses to try to get them to engage in this
right
promotion. So all of them will be aware of the activities.
That's right. Yeah, this could be a great thing for downtown again. It used to be a pretty well-attended event and brought a lot of people in and from outside. So we'll look forward to seeing that happen again. You got any questions?
Again, I support it 110%. The court layout is this a little bit different than normal?
This is a little bit different.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing on Chauncey, or would that be vendor booths or something?
Chauncey, we're planning on having vendors both on the north side of the intersection would be the ones that don't require any electricity. South of the intersection at Van Buren and Chauncey will be the main speakers table for recording all the different scores and teams.
Okay.
And they'll have the master bracket there, and then also vendors that require electricity will be on the south side so that we can reach the electric fence flows.
Great. Need a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Again, just to clarify, the downtown businesses have signed off on this?
Well, it's meant to be Main Street Association that has to sign off. Since we're putting it on.
I understand. It's just that it's not on the form as checked off.
Yeah.
And I understand.
I was done it, and I thought, well, it's kind of foolish because they're the ones that's presenting it.
And like I said, we plan on hitting all the downtown businesses just to try to get them engaged.
Sure.
And that's the whole premise of the Main Street Association is to bring the vitality back to the downtown area.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept the request for the street closing starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, June 20th, ending at 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 21st.
Right, I will second that motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show sign. It's unanimous of those present. Moving along rapidly. Let's see. Sale of three police cars.
Yes, sir. We've talked about this a little bit in the past. We'd like to possibly use a new avenue for selling the police cars this year. In the past, we've done a sealed bid where we advertise the sale of the police cars in the paper. Rosie takes care of that. And then people turned in a sealed bid form and then bid on the cars that way. We've reached out to the Indiana Auto Auction and asked some questions about how that works. Basically, what happens is we would take the vehicle and the title to the auction company there in Fort Wayne. The fee is $115 per vehicle to have them auction the vehicle off. I guess they have different auctions there. They have dealer auctions and they have public auctions. They've got different lanes that they run the cars through. So these cars would run through the dealer and the public lane. So dealers can bid on them as well as members from the public can bid on these vehicles. We'd like to try this new way to sell the cars. I think we can make more money for the city by doing it this way. And the public still has an opportunity to go to this auction and bid on these vehicles. I guess they do it every Thursday. So I talked to Rosie about this, but we would need to, I think, advertise when this auction is going to take place and give people an opportunity to go bid on these cars. And just so you know, I did talk with the mayor about taking one of the three vehicles that we're going to rotate out of our pool and swapping that out with the city hall car that some employees and the staff use to go to trainings or run and get supplies and things like that with. So I guess I'm asking for your permission to take these vehicles when they're ready. The three vehicles to the Indiana Auto Auction and to have them auction the vehicles for us. And then after the auction is done, they send us a check for the amount of the three vehicles.
And then that would return into his ammunition fund or the
It has to go back where the car was purchased, which was out of the lottery money.
Oh.
Hoosier.
Riverboat money. So it has to go back into that pool. Okay. So was there a resolution to the car that we talked about here that they use? We was going to take one of the better ones. Is that what I understood?
Yes.
Okay. I read some of the things you sent us about the preparation requirements. Is that something we still have to do in regards to the decals and the color?
On the color, we don't have to worry about, but the decals will have to come off. And obviously all the equipment will come out of these cars. The equipment will all be stripped out of these cars.
The spotlights and stuff.
There will be some holes in the ceilings on a few of them, but we can plug those holes.
Was there a requirement how much we were supposed to get out of the cars?
Yeah, what the process is, if one of them is worth over $1,000, or all of them that you're doing is worth over $1,000, be advertised and sold publicly. Otherwise, you can do it under sealed bids. But because the value is over $1,000, which I don't know if he's gotten appraisals, but I'm sure
they will be over $1,000.
And the only thing I had mentioned to him is that even though we take them over there, it has to be publicly announced so the public has the ability to go bid on them. And he did check that.
I called the gentleman today to verify that it was a public auction. because I know they have dealer auctions at this facility. But he explained to me they have different lines that they run these vehicles through, and that these vehicles would go through the dealer and public line. So dealers and members of the public can both bid.
So we take a certain day, take them over ahead of time, leave them, and then we're done until after it's over? And
yes.
Okay. That's a pretty easy way of getting taken care of.
Much easier.
I appreciate you looking at some other options, and I think it's definitely worth the effort to give it a shot.
Do we have to put that in form of a motion, or is that something that we need to...
I'll make a motion, since it's public property or city property and funding. So I make a motion that we move forward with taking the three police cars as described to the Indiana Auto Auction and sold for highest bid to the public.
I second that. And any further discussion? Not. All show by sign, and it's unanimous of those present. So thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is bills. If we got a chance to take a look at those, I've got to pull it up a second.
It's a lot smaller than the last one.
I got my bifocals working on these. I have to turn my head just about right to make it work anymore.
I make a motion that we pay the bills as presented for the amount of $617,155.85.
And I second that motion. Any further discussion? By seeing none, raise hand by, that's all approved. Unanimous by those present. Which moves us now to department heads. Thank you for being here. I know sometimes it's a struggle and you have permission not to be here, but you all took time out to be here, so really appreciate that. Jeff?
The only other additional item that I might mention is Marcia and I have been working very diligently on trying to get the remaining couple of properties in order to be acquired for the 205 project, and that has come with some challenges. As I reported it, we're making some slow progress. These are moving forward. Other than that, looking forward to getting the stormwater project moving forward.
Okay. All right, thanks. Any questions of Jeff? Chief?
As you know, we're going through the hiring process for a new officer, and this is to replace the SRO officer that just started with the schools. The applicants have done the written test. I think we had 23 take the test. 13 moved on to the physical agility. And so now we're going to pick six applicants to go on to the staff interview. So we're trying to organize dates with them and pick out who those final six will be. From the six, we will narrow the field to three, and then those three will be in front of the Board of Works for an interview. So kind of lengthy process, but I think we have some good applicants. We're excited about the process. Captain and I are working on updating some of our policies in our SOP manual. So we'll be sending a couple of those on to Marcia for her approval. We had the ordinance review committee meeting just a little bit ago. We're still working on updating the ordinance manual. You'll see some changes out in the lobby. We're still trying to give a little facelift out there, so we have some new photos. There'll be more coming this week. The new conference room, if you'd like to see that, is coming along well. Transitioned the room that was the sergeant's area into a conference and a training room. We've used that a couple times already this past week. Other than that, we're getting ready for the snowstorm tomorrow and hoping it's the last one.
Chief, sometime in the future, for our officer who's assigned to the school, our school officer, maybe he had that opportunity to come in and kind of give us an update of where he's at and what he's doing. And
sure, I think he'd be happy to do that. I can have him do that. I know he's been very, very busy and trying to feel his way with being responsible for all seven schools. He spends a lot of time with the high school age students. But yeah, he's been very busy, but he really enjoys it, so which is a good thing. But yeah, I can have him come give an update for sure.
That'd be great. He could just do it, I guess I recommend just for council.
Okay.
And that way he doesn't have to do it twice for the Board of Works and Council.
Sure.
Whenever the time's appropriate.
Can do.
There's one problem. He's getting too many snow days.
I didn't catch that.
I said there's one problem. He's getting too many snow days or two-hour delays.
He has to make them up, right?
Just a few snow days.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Mike.
I'm here this evening. Today we had an item inspection. They came in yesterday and went through your files and everything like that, and then they came in today and done inspection. Passed everything there. Should have expected a full report. Email a copy to myself and the mayor next week, so that will be available if anybody's interested. Just let me know and I can pass that on. The second thing, we should be moving forward. I talked about before the pressure switches on our dye store. And we have a company that we're moving forward with out of Fort Wayne that's supposed to come in and replace those with newer ones, updated ones, so hopefully we can get some accurate numbers off that, because right now I feel that we're just doing a guess on what our pressures are, so hopefully that'll help. The last thing I have, if you remember, I emailed and said I'd be asking permission to get quotes to replace a tractor this year, so I'm here for that to see if that would be all right to move ahead and get some quotes to replace our tractor. I mentioned at the retreat, we were going to replace it last year, it was due, we held off, and we would like to replace it this year because it's becoming a safety issue. And I did sit down with Rosie last week, and we did find a little bit of money that we should be able to do that with.
No, I'm okay to move forward and collect, you know, your quotes.
Okay.
Is that part of this CIP opportunity, or is that just
A wastewater?
Wastewater. I was trying to help you, Mike.
Unless we need
I know they won't give me any of that money. I've tried.
Sean's got low interest though. But yeah, no problem. I mean, I know that there's a it's time. So
okay,
agree.
Agree.
All right, thank you. At this time, I'm going to try to put her on the spot a little bit. But the mayor's intern, I believe your name, Brooke. Forgive me, I forgot your last name already. I apologize for that. But if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Brooke Alexander. I'm a senior at CCHS, and I'm interning with Mayor Daniel this trimester. Schedule's not quite set yet, so whenever he can, whenever I can. And I'm hoping to observe every department and be at meetings and try to decide how they work. I plan on minoring in political science, which is fun.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Marcia.
I have nothing.
Rosie.
I know you guys had asked, I don't know if it was last meeting or what, where I was at on this smart bill thing, sending out the files. Mm-hmm. And I do have three quotes in. One has to be tweaked a little bit, but my goal is that I want this started by the 1st of May. So I'm hoping. And I don't know whether you want me to bring them before you guys to review before I decide.
Part of me says, you know, part of me says it publicly that we probably ought to at least review them.
Okay.
And obviously we're going to have to rely on your expertise as to which one is probably the best, but it's about like anything else that we rely on our department heads to advise us on different expenditures. So Yeah, it probably would be the best to have at least present it to us so we have a chance to maybe look at it.
Okay.
And if we have some questions, you know, we can
correct.
At least try to address them ourselves so we could better inform the public when we get hit with questions.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
I'm comfortable with that. Again, a lot of it's just education.
Yeah.
Of how
and
it
how
works.
The classes are going to work, because
right.
you really need
right.
to know, because if that does come up, because there'll be some options that you can choose on the style and what you want on the bills, and
right.
there's a lot of decisions that has to be made. Yeah, but
okay.
I will get that to you.
I appreciate you taking that and going with it. I think it's going to be huge.
I can't wait.
It's going to be
our big monster broke down again that prints them and put us almost a whole day behind this last one. I can't wait to get rid of that thing. So.
Sure. Understood. Walt?
No, sir.
Anybody in the audience have anything? Todd? Mr. Jesse? All right. I have nothing, so as far as I'm concerned, meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Should I get Mark and Jeff up here?
Yeah, Mark and Jeff.
Mark and Jeff.